WTX. Mobile.
Welcome back, Patrick. W2JKT.
Getting down to work yet?
I'm about to hit the black hole at Woodruff Road here for a second, though. Just give me a minute to get past it.
That.
Should be good now, W2JKT. Yesterday, I was able to get the repeater and hear it just fine from the bottom level of our parking deck down in the office. So, yeah, definitely need to figure out an antenna thing for my car.
That's going to be hard to do, though, probably.
Drilling a hole in the roof because the sunroof goes back pretty far, and it doesn't even feel like the roof is made of metal. It feels like it's some kind of plastic.
Some kind of aluminum or something like that.
I'm going to drill a hole in aluminum for an antenna mount, that's for sure.
Got that, Eric. I had to make a quick stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to be drilling in that aluminum either. Warp real easy, and who knows what other problems it'll cause.
The antenna and the wind will just cause it to fracture eventually and just tear out a big chunk of it. So I had that happen on a cargo trailer. I had outfitted a cargo trailer with an operating station for doing, you know, like field day and stuff. And I put an antenna on the roof, and it took about 2 weeks. And the antenna just fell over, and it had ripped a big panel out of that aluminum sheet that the roof was made of.
The bear is really thin. What to tell you on that one? Unless you put it in the center of the hood.
I'm with it for now. I'm not, you know, if it's 10 miles, I lose the repeater early, you know, I can live with that.
One of the ground plane kits and put on the antenna that you have.
Yeah, I've not gotten around to trying one, you know, for 2 meters, you know, the elements have to be pretty long. But, you know, maybe it's worth just trying out as an experiment.
Elements are, what, 12, 15 inches long?
Let's see, 18 point something. It's a quarter wave at 2 meters.
Stand up to the
wind. Highly unsightly.
Run you some ground straps down to somewhere else.
I'm going to have this car for another year or two anyway, so my next one will have a nice big roof that I can drill a hole in.
Sunroof.
But it's a full-size SUV that I'm looking at, so it's a Kia EV9. Damn thing has a 100 kilowatt-hour battery in it, but it's also, you know, an 8-seater and stuff like that, so that's the one I'm kind of looking at for my next one.
Take the whole family, and the dogs, too.
Yeah, we're just local around town with everybody, but if we were ever going to go somewhere, you know, we'd definitely need something bigger. 100,000 miles, it'll be time to change.
Well, it went down for batteries.
And I've still got most of the capacity. You know, I only charge it to 75%. So, you know, I don't think I've worn down the battery very much.
But it is, there's a ton of traffic out here this morning, even over here where I'm at.
NC9V.
Down 25. I made the vehicle switch, but man, alive.
I've got a nice trailer here. Be back in a minute, fellas. NC9B.
What kind of projects you working on at work that you can talk about?
Not anything new that we're working on. There have been a couple of folks who have gotten wrist slaps for saying too much.
That you could talk about. I know you're working on stuff, but you're in new development, so just have to wait and see, right?
We are pretty good. If you go to RYOBITOOLS.com, you know, we're pretty good about putting up-and-coming stuff there, you know, pretty good amount of time before launch, but yeah, I mean, if it's on that site, I can talk about it in a limited amount, but, you know, I can't really say anything more than what's on the website.
Everybody's got to protect their secrets. And we had last night. We can't post anything on it. anything out of it to social media without written consent from Matco.
Get limp about stuff, and I know that we've gotten a lot of memos about people's social media activities lately about, you know, being a little bit too loose-lipped. So, yeah, definitely trying to tighten stuff down.
I get it. So what kind of projects you been working on your own then?
Coffee shop. Yeah, we're opening that second location, so... I went out over lunch yesterday to pick up some lockers that somebody was selling on Facebook Marketplace down in Anderson that the owner wanted for, she wants to do a thing where you can, you know, store your wine at the shop in the temperature controlled room. So like if you, you know, you're in the wine club or whatever, you know, when you get your wine club stuff, it'll just be in a locker for you and you come pick it up. You know, you have your key to your lock and, you know, we put it in there. And so got some lockers for that, and the flooring's all done now, the paint's done, just need to get some more furniture. We started bringing some furniture over there over the weekend, and yeah, just getting it set up, looking like the end of August to try to open.
So you're going to do like a public wine vault? Yep. Do EV4 trucks?
WTJKT.
Get you one of these new Ford EV trucks. They got a lot for them up here at George Coleman.
Yeah.
Why is that?
$50,000 or $100,000 on a truck, it's going to be a Cummins. Something I can actually use.
What I hear, they got some pretty hefty discounts on them.
Stuff just doesn't really serve my purpose. You know, it'll tow my camper like 8 miles. And, you know, just won't do what I needed to do. But I'll keep my Nissan diesel.
I'm the same way. I never seen a point in them. I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah, on that, Patrick. I'm losing the repeater here. So I'll say 73s, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. Have a great day. Be safe out there. This is W2JKT.
Have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you. KO4HKX, mobile.